opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the dun-dun-dun, kind of a little roll call, you know, a little drum roll here. It's the 1st of August. What happened?
Man.
One more time. We have let another one slip away. Slip sliding away. That ought to be bump music. Try and find that one. Slip sliding away. We lost July. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I made a mistake on my Facebook entry. I know it's hard to believe that I could do that. But I did. And when I said our guest today would be Jim Nielsen, Democratic candidate. When I met Jim Reed, I don't know what I was thinking about, but Just Bob caught it. So that's who we have on today, of course, is Jim Reed. Will be on at 8 o'clock. Discussing his candidacy, what he's going to be doing, what his stances are. When we talk Obamacare, the economy, what's going on here in the North State that he can do to help the new look that he would provide as opposed to Republican look. Yeah, I think it's important we hear all that stuff. Linda is on assignment this morning. Of course, be back tomorrow as we get ready for the weekend coming up. But Bad Bob, what's the weather today?
Well, Carl, what we're looking at right now in Reading, as we check our sources here, 71 degrees in town. Outlook today, high of 103, low tonight near 70. Continued hot tomorrow, maybe even a little bit warmer with a high of 104. Once again, 71 in Reading, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, a letter to the editor today about the county laying off Anselmo Vineyards. But you want to go up for great pizza tomorrow night. Thursday night is pizza night up there. Of course, they have a regular menu, too. And, of course, over the weekend, music, great time, super, super food. John Stadelli, the chef up there, has just turned it up a notch. I didn't think he could, but he has. Just outstanding food. So, Anselmo Vineyards, give them a call, 474-5546. You need to give them a call, especially if you're in the music rooms, because a lot of times they fill up. Or sometimes they have music out on the veranda out there. We're going to take a quick break. Before we do that, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Chris Lasondat. Chris, good morning. What's happening in the stock market?
Well, good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into a new trading month, believe it or not. Another month has passed us by. And currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 36 points at 13,044. The S&P 500 adding 3 points at 1382, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 4 points at 2944. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 351 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Nokia up 9 cents at $2.50. Bank of America down 6 cents at $7.28. Alcoa is down 2 cents at $8.42, while Ford is up 2 cents at $9.21. Of local interest, PG&E up 40 cents at $46.56. Safeway's down 6 cents at $15.49. And North Valley Bank is up 51 cents at $13.51. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.51%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.22. Oil's up 31 cents a barrel at $88.37. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $13.73 an ounce at $15.99.56. Well, silver's down 56 cents at $27.35 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris Lasondak, thank you so much for what you all bring to us here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know, it's hard enough figuring out what's going on in your own checkbook without trying to figure out what's going on Wall Street. That's why you need to head on down to Park Marina Drive and the Wells Fargo Advisors and ask them what's going on. They'll give you their very best advice. Yeah, slip sliding away. We've lost July. Bad Bob. You know,
It's scary it's when you scary. Think it.
It's like I slapped your head the other day, and it was just June 1st, and you let that one go. And now here it is, the end of July. Okay, hey, look, this is, you know, Linda's not here today, so she usually is, I get started.
She's the moderating.
She's the, she, you know what, she does, she moderates me. She sits there and sometimes she pours water on me. She's not here now, so we've got plenty of time to find things to rant about before the kids from the Oklahoma, or the people from the Oklahoma group roll in here. And then, of course, I need to get all this peckishness out of my system before Jim Reed comes in. To talk about what the Democrats have done for us and what they're going to continue to do for us here in our nation and in the North State. But I've got a number of things that we can discuss for the next 20 minutes. And if you've got something that's just kind of like stuck in your craw and it's time to get it out, this is the time, my friend, 605-4567. We'll be right back, ready to launch the first salvo downrange. Miss a day, miss a lot.
She said a good day.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will be performed by the Shasta College Theater Department August 9th to the 25th on the Shasta College stage. Described as a non-stop sugar rush by critics, this Broadway and London hit will delight theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend and discovers that an honest, open spirit always wins the day. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis, 356-2590. Man made better.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Carl and Linda Butt. Linda is getting the things done today because she'll be back tomorrow. 7:15 in the morning. It's August the 1st. 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices. What can I say about those people? They are stand-up people. You know what? In this time of wishy-washy, oh, let it go, oh, let's just be politically correct, Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley are stand-up people. Not only do they support the veterans, they support this community. And you know what? They'll push back. And a lot of times you have to push back. Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you pushing back?
I'm trying to, but it's like running against the wind, you know.
What's up, Bob?
It's tough where to start at, but what really gets me is what I call like the State Board of Equalization.
Yeah.
And you got to push one for English.
Oh, one for English when you go into it. Yeah. So you have to call. And then when you get into your bank, too, and your ATM, it says press one for English, press two for Spanish. And if you if you accidentally hit the wrong one, now you've got to get out of there because, frankly, I don't read Spanish and neither, you know, I don't need to. This is America. I don't need to. This is America.
Should be English. I mean, I don't get it.
Now, if that's the case, Bob, what do you think about when you go down and to get your documents, all the booklets for voting, and they're printed in 14 different languages? Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I give up. That's why I listen to your show, to find out why.
Well, there is no reason. It's because we're selling our country out. That's why. That's because the politicians are going, to me, is that the way you vote is because you're a citizen. To be a citizen of this country, you have to pass a test. A test that probably half the population couldn't pass anyway, but it's a tough test, but it's in English. So why do they have to publish the voting pamphlets in Tagalog? Or Spanish or Korean. Why?
I ain't got a clue.
I'm not helping your cause this morning, am I?
No, I thought we had a system of government with checks and balances, a checks and balance system, and this guy's just getting away with basically murder. I mean, he just ignores the Constitution and does what he wants to do, and nobody really does anything.
Well, you know, the checks and balances part, we provide the checks to them, and they just, and they use it to balance their own books, not what's going on in the country. That's all we are. We're the check writing facility. Green crack. Just think of it like that. Okay.
Okay, I got it now.
Okay, Bob, thanks a lot. Okay, hey, let's talk about Ann and Fred Meyer. They're on the front page the other day. Is that when they bought their house, when they were trying, all the easements, when they were buying it, weren't listed out. They thought they had been. So what happens is they've got this piece of land behind their property, and I'm probably saying this all wrong at this point, but they had they planted fruit trees on their property, planted all this other stuff, and the Corps of Engineers comes in along with some kind of environmental group and says, you can't plant that there. You can't do that. You can't do all any of this. Well, why? It's our land. Maybe your land, but this is a waterway. There's no water there. But there could be. But there's no water there. But it could be. There could be a runoff. It could be a waterway. So they made them spend thousands of dollars to tear it out. And the only way they could do that, they tried to fight it in court. Well, Uncle Sam has one thing that you and I and Rivers and Selmo and John Paul Getty and George Soros will never have. And what is that? An inexhaustible supply of money to fight you. An inexhaustible supply of money to fight you. If you've got tons of money, you can hang in there. But if you're just, Joe Citizen, to try and fight it is almost impossible. As Ann and Fred found out. As it is, they'd tear out all of those trees of their own on their own property because of some kind of weird thing about this might be water at some time, and it's a navigable waterway. I mean, is this fair? I mean, when does it come down to the fact that these things happen? Is that when you have your own property, you're not doing anything to hurt anybody. It doesn't even do anything. And yet you've got somebody from Sacramento that doesn't even come to the property that makes these decisions. And then you end up paying for it. What is this? When do we make that transition from, you know, doing the very best you can do and your own business and working and achieving to somebody from 400 miles away says, oh, I'm sorry, you can't do that there. Or even worse, like they did up to that Idaho couple, the Hackett's. And they said to him, not only can you not build here, we're not even going to let you take it to court. One person did that.
You have no recourse.
You have no recourse. You know, you have no recourse. They had to fight all the way to the Supreme Court for the Supreme Court to tell them, yes, they can take the EPA to court because the EPA just refused to do it. They wouldn't let them build. They said, if you put anything on it, we're going to charge you $50,000 a day. Is this freedom? Is this fair? Is this America? Now we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. I tell you what America is. America is advertisements and commercials, so you can listen freely to all this going on. That's America. And guess what? All the shows are in English. Don't press 1. Just press 1460. You'll be able to understand every word.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. I'm not going to do that, Bad Bob, so just drop it. Tell what the temperature is going to be today. It's going to be 100 today, and it's 73 right now. Am I close?
Yes.
Okay. Weather always brought to you by Insomo. Somebody wrote a great letter to the editor today. Okay, I'm going to read it. And it said, I'll get back to my rant in a second. I'm just waiting to see what Redding.com says on this. I recently had an occasion to visit Insomo Vineyards in Shingletown for my wife's birthday. We had a wonderful evening, dinner and all. I'm wondering why the Shasta County Board of Supervisors is giving Reverse Insomo such a hard time in his operations. The whole operation appears to be first class, beautiful grounds, vineyards, buildings. That's all new money. Well over $20 million, by the way. That was me. I added that. It's called an aside. I would think that the supervisors would welcome the real estate taxes and sales taxes that Insomo contributes to Shasta County, as well as the employees who care for the vineyards, the cattle, the restaurant, and the weddings on site. Why do supervisors make it difficult to operate a business in Shasta County? They had no problem pre-opening a shopping mall in Churn Creek Bottom, which the residents rejected. We need to help small businesses in Shasta County. Written by Thomas Coleman. Okay, no comments. I'm just reading what I see in the paper. All right, let's talk about, you know, after those comments that, you know, when Fred and Ann Meyer made their comments in the paper saying, this is what happened to us. What can we call them? The anonymous bottom feeders? How about that? The anonymous bottom feeders that populate Redding.com many times. Not everybody. There's a lot of good comments in there. These are people that hide behind, of course, their anonymity. You don't know who they are. We've always pictured them as being like 45, living at home with their parents and drinking a lot of Red Bull. And then they come in and they just said nasty things about Fred and Ann. They don't even know Fred and Ann. Then they said nasty things about her. Wait till you see what they're going to write about Thomas Coleman today. Because he says, hey, here's somebody up here that's doing something for the county. And, you know, why isn't the county of Shasta helping him? All right. And I'm not going to make any comments on it. You know, frankly, I think there's room on both sides here for a little give. But the people that make these anonymous comments are just cruel, nasty people. Buzz's Crab went out of business. You should have seen the horrible comments some people made. This is a business that's been around here for 40 plus years. These are dozens of employees that lost their jobs. And the only thing these people can say is, oh, good, I'm glad. Clarity Entertainment coming in here trying to bring in a movie studio. When they said they didn't do it, my gosh, oh, we're so happy we failed here. You know, because the people that write those comments are failures. They're failures when they come in and say those kind of things. What do they do? Do they have a business? They say, oh, well, I have a business. I can say this. Okay, what's your business then? Tell us what your business is. Let us make up our mind if we want to come to your business then instead of you hiding behind your silly little name, fake name, and it's writing these things. Who are you? Or do you hang out at the library because you're homeless and that's where you do all your writing? Is it there? Or that's what I think a lot of them do. You know, that you're being, you know, paid for by SSI and all this. You know, some people use it as an excuse. If I let people know what my real thoughts were, my business would suffer. Well, but isn't that the idea of standing up for what you believe? If this is what you truly believe, then why don't you use your name? You know, Silas, we've gone through this thing numerous times. You've got people that won't even come on and talk to you and your paper because of the things that are being said online. Do you really think it helps the paper that much? These horrible comments people make. Do you really think it helps the paper that much? You know, maybe it does. Maybe you're looking for the amount of hits or people coming on there to make comments. Maybe that's it. But frankly, I think that people that step on people when they're down, kick them when things aren't going right, and then take some kind of perverse pleasure about it, there's something really wrong with them. And I hope that, you know, some of you have taken this personally. There's one thing to write and do something in a positive manner, constructive criticism, but just to say those kind of things, you know, you're worthless. Absolutely worthless. Okay. Saying that, I feel much better. And we're going to have the cast of Oklahoma coming in after this, and they're going to rouse you up. Oh, Oklahoma. 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 We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
Fox Business Network. Stocks are moving higher this morning following some better than expected news on the labor market. Wall Street's also getting a boost ahead of the Federal Reserve's latest report on the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 45 points. All three Detroit automakers are out with their July sales figures. General Motors is down 6% from the same time last year on lower rental volume demand. On the upside, Ford sales grew 2% compared to last year, driven by strong retail customer demand for fuel-efficient cars. Chrysler came in with its best July sales in 5 years, with an increase of 13% from a year ago. And a new study has found Americans really do adore small businesses. According to research compiled by the Public Affairs Council, 53% of Americans view small businesses favorably. Just 16% felt the same way about larger corporations. The research also showed 68% of Americans would prefer to do business with a smaller local company, even if it may charge higher prices. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-922-2890. That's 1-800-922-2890.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Signs, 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 that's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. The Carl and the Bot, 7:35 in the morning, August the 1st. No matter what my calendar says. 73 degrees today, it's going to go up well over 100. And you should be finding those places to keep yourself cool. Well, you can go into almost any type of air-conditioned place, or you can come down here, right here, to Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460 at 1326 Market Street, and we'll give you a glass of water. That's about it, though. Okay, hey, we're here with the cast of
Oklahoma!
Yeehaw! Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Sing it, Carl.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you want people to come to that, yeah, if you want people to come to this musical, you don't want me singing. I'm here with Trish Harris and the cast of, at least the partial cast of Oklahoma. So say good morning.
Good morning, folks.
And?
Good morning.
We have to turn on everything.
Everything is on.
Easy. Morning.
Okay, get closer. And wait a minute. Now, guess who this is going to be? Get up here closer.
Good morning.
Okay, now give us that little laugh there. Trish, where do you find these people?
I mean, they come from out of the woodwork, I'll tell you what.
Consistently. Okay, talk to us about this. This is this is Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. This is huge, and this is not an easy play to put on.
Yes, this is a big show, for sure. This is definitely a big one. One of Rodgers and Hammerstein's epic classical musicals, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, and we're going to be bringing it to the Cascade Theater. We are the Westside Performing Arts Company, a local group, and we're going to be bringing in local folks that are going to be performing this show at the Cascade. The dates are August 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's only one weekend. You only get one weekend, folks. Come see this great show.
A week from this weekend.
Okay, we are closing the gap. We're almost there.
Now, a lot of people have seen Oklahoma, you know, on the movie, because it plays occasionally out there. How's the play different than the movie, besides you don't have horses running back and forth across the stage?
Well, it's actually a very different approach than the typical Oklahoma show. I think most people are familiar with the Hollywood version, which is very... It's very clean. It's very squeaky clean. There's a lot of people wearing lace and, you know, the cowboys that have the perfectly positioned handkerchief and the clean hats.
I thought the dance scene with the dance hall girls was not squeaky clean.
Well, that's dirty in a different way.
Okay.
We're talking like dusty and organic kind of dirty, like dust on your boots kind of dirty. Yeah, this is definitely a very organic and authentic show as comparison to, like, the Hollywood version, which is very very clean and uptight and tidy. We are working on trying to make things very authentic. We're bringing in original and antique pieces. Jones Feed, who's also another local company here in Reading, they've donated a Surrey, a beautiful doctor's buggy that's an antique of the era, and their wagons and all kinds of good stuff that we're going to be bringing onto the stage. We won't have horses, but we will have wagons and Surreys abounding on our stage, and they're all beautiful antiques. So a lot of stuff that's really from the era, definitely.
Okay. Now, are your actors that you have, are they all, you've been with them before, or is some of them new?
Some of them are familiar faces, but the majority of them are actually new to the company. We have a lot of fresh faces this year. All of our leads, with the exception of the incomparable Hillary Rogerson, who we all know and love, she is one of our leads. She's our Lori. But besides her, we have a lot of new faces, and the faces that are here in the studio with me, these are all new to Westside, and I'm very proud of them, and we're very lucky to have them. A lot of talent.
Okay. Adu, Annie, come on in and tell us again your name and what you do.
My name is Elizabeth Fitzgerald, and I'm playing Ado Annie.
Right.
What do I do?
Yeah, I mean, not in the play. I mean, but what? I mean, you obviously this takes time, and this is one thing, you know, because Linda has, you know, people have approached Linda to be on, you know, some of the musicals, and she would love nothing more to do that. But these are really time consuming because you all really want to put your best foot forward, so you're out there practicing a whole lot and rehearsing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you're not doing this, I mean, you go to school, do you just kind of like, you know, hang out?
No, I definitely don't just hang out. I'm done with school for now. I'm a Joe of all trades. I get out there, I do a lot of community volunteer work. I have a couple of different jobs, working IT reception or karaoke jockey, or playing roller derby.
Are you one of the roller derby girls?
I am, yeah.
Oh, we have them. So we've had them on before.
I spend a lot of time doing a lot of different things.
Okay. And now, okay, how about our next actor here? Your name?
Yeah, hi, I'm Jeff Zimbalist. I play Ali Hakim. I'm one of the owners of Applied Technology Solutions, so this is one of those crazy, this is an insane
Applied
amount of time
Applied
things.
Technology Solutions. Where do I know I've heard that.
We're like a block away.
That's right. That's what I thought. You know, and I think you've all been on the show before, at least partially. Mm-hmm. If you take the sides on that, there you go. That's what works. My producer has paid much money to do that, but you know it's only on Tuesdays, not Wednesdays. Now Ali Hakim is not an Al Qaeda guy. He's a salesman that goes through the West. Is that
yeah,
right?
I'm the traveling Persian salesman.
That's right. And you're the one that has girlfriends in every town.
Well, that's up for some debate. But yes. So, you know, he goes from town to town, and there's a lot of stuff that he does that may or may not be related to sales.
Depends on...
Spoken like a true salesman.
Yeah, okay. We're going to take a break here. We've got the cast of Oklahoma. We're going to meet the other two members, and we want to have like a number that you all can sing here so we can get into that Oklahoma thing.
Absolutely. We'll be happy to do it.
Phones are ringing, but we're going to take a quick break. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We got the cast of Oklahoma here. 8 o'clock, we got Jim Reed, the Democratic candidate for Congress, will be joining us at 8 o'clock. We'll be right back right now.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Oh, all right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That was a little recording we made during the break. Tonight it was when I was singing in between arguing with Bad Bob. What is it? Chick? Oh. Okay. I mispronounced a word. You're right, Bad Bob. It's Chick-fil-A. I could swear it said Chick-a-fil. And I thought, that's a strange name. It's a strange name. But okay, it's Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A.
That's another musical.
I think I'm going to have to look up on my computer. My computer's probably different than yours. Mine has English as a native language and not, you know, Romanian. Okay, we're back here with Trish Harris with the cast of Oklahoma. And it's going to be when, again?
It's going to be August 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Cascade Theater. And people can buy them in advance online, cascadetheater.org, mm-hmm. or they can get them at the box office. They are available.
Okay, I've got two free tickets for any performance.
Woohoo!
605-4567. I know it's a little bit early in the morning for some people, but it's 605-4567, and you can get a ticket voucher good for two tickets to any performance at the Cascade box office. Okay, now let's meet the other two people here. Here comes the bad guy. Come on in here, Jim. Lean in here.
Dun, dun, dun.
And good morning.
And who are you? And your name is?
I'm Jim Lydier.
And you play?
Judd Fry.
Judd Fry. You're the one that has that, puts that thing up. You want to put that thing up against their eye?
That's right.
And stick something in Curly's eye, right?
That's the part I remember, too, when I saw the show as a kid.
Is that in the play?
It sure is. It's called The Little Wonder. It's like a
little
kaleidoscope, the word.
Yeah, it's a kaleidoscope. No, that's what it is. A kaleidoscope.
Yeah. It's got dirty, girly pictures in it.
Right. Yeah.
No. Very authentic of the era.
No such thing.
I didn't put it in there. It wasn't my idea.
No, but...
The one we're using is just a prop with no pictures.
A prop with no pictures. And Bill, you just won the tickets to Oklahoma.
Woo, congratulations,
other people are still calling.
Way to go, Bill.
Maybe we can get another set of tickets out of y'all later. Who knows? But Bill, we've got yours. Come on down to 1326 Market Street. We'll be right here at the front desk. So, what did you like about playing the bad guy? Isn't that the best part? I mean, everybody else is squeaky clean. They're walking around, going, woo, yeah. And you're going, give me your women. Okay.
That's right. Judd is competing with Curly for Lori, and he won't take no for an answer, and it becomes painfully obvious. So,
well, in the movie, Lori just was not happy with Judd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he stinks. He's
he's a hired man.
Yeah, he's a
hired man.
Hired man. It's really a no contest, but in his mind, Lori represents, if I can get this woman... I can't say it. Woman, W-O-M-E-R-N. Then he'll feel great. So.
Oh, yeah.
One of the interesting things about the twist that we've put on this particular production with Judd and Curly is in the Hollywood version, there is no contest. There is no option. It's just good guy, bad guy. It's black and white. Of course, she's going to go with the romantic lead with the beautiful voice who comes in singing, and he's a cowboy and all of that. But back in those days, in like 1906, there was a lot of... They were survivalists in the Oklahoma Territory. They were survivalists, and they had to rely on the land and on each other as a community to survive. And Lori and Aunt Eller are living by themselves on this farm, and Judd runs the farm. He is the man on the property, and he comes in. He is everything practical. He is chopping wood. He is bringing home the bacon, so to speak. He's running the farm and allowing them to survive. So when Curly comes in, he is the beautiful dreamer, painting all of these pictures of a romantic life and all things that could be.
On SSI, too. Probably getting government assistance because you're out there dancing around. You know?
I've applied. It hasn't come through yet.
Okay. He's applied, and it hasn't come through yet.
Curly's not on welfare. He's not on welfare. But, yeah.
Because I'm starting to like Joe a lot better here.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the twist that we've put on it. It's not as easy as it may appear.
Huh?
It's not as cut and dry because it's survival versus dreams and what may be. So there's a real choice there to be had.
Well, you know what? That is interesting. So Curly, roll in here, Curly. And who are you? Again, your name?
My name is Ryan.
And Ryan, what do you do when you're not doing here? When you're not dancing and singing?
Oh, I just bum around.
Bum around.
No, I work at Bethel Church, basically with technology.
Oh, okay. Are you up, which part though? Are you up in the movie part or?
No. I work with a team called Global Legacy. It's basically an international leadership organization.
Okay.
So we're networking leaders around the world.
Well, that seems to be working for you all quite well.
Yeah.
The at Bethel. So we've had gosh, we've had most of your hierarchy on. here. No, here on the show at various times talking about Bethel Church and the convention center and all these things,
mm-hmm.
which they've I think it was it was a big thing to do to keep that open for the community.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we've
it's
applauded them for that. Yeah, it mm-hmm. is. Okay, so to all of y'all, and so how many hours do you put into something like this, Trish?
Well, our typical rehearsal schedule has been Monday through Thursday from 6 to 10, so it's 20 hours a week, and most people are working at least 40-hour weeks before they even come into rehearsal, and there's also Saturdays. So it's definitely a really big time commitment to do these shows. It's exhausting.
Okay, so you've put a different twist on Oklahoma. You've obviously got very talented people here
mm-hmm.
that want to be a part of it. Now the only thing you need is people to come see it.
We just need some mm-hmm. seats in the butts.
There you go.
No, wait. Butts in the seats. That's what happens when you get me here at 7:30 in the morning, Carl. It doesn't all come out right.
Oh, 7:30 in the morning. Oh.
I know. Well, poor okay. me. Linda, pity party.
Well,
pity party.
Linda's here every day, and it doesn't come out right all the time. And then, see, here I am. I'm going Chick-fil-A. Okay, why don't you say we leave on this break with live music here?
Sure.
Okay, so let's do it now.
Sure. We have our Judd and our Curly. They have a beautiful duet that they sing called Poor Judd is Dade, and it starts with our Curly, so we'll have them do a little sneak peek of that for our
now,
listening audience.
Now, this is audience. Set up in the sense that Curly's working on Judd's mind.
Yeah.
And it's talking mm-hmm. about, having everybody feel sorry for Judd. What he really wants to do is Judd to hang himself.
Well, what he's
like
really
this.
There to do is to feel out what competition he really has in Judd. He's just trying to get into his head and kind of find out what competition do I really have for Lori. Let's check this guy out.
Okay, so let's go out on this one. We'll give you a minute or so.
All right, you want to start out on His Friends a Weeping Whale?
Whatever it is, it's got to start now.
Yeah. Poor Judd is dead. Poor Judd Fry is dead. His friends all weep and wail for miles around.
Miles around!
The daisies in the dell will give out a different smell because poor Judd is underneath the ground.
Poor Judd is dead. A candle lights his head. He's weeping for miles around. And folks are feeling sad, 'cause they used to treat him bad. And now they know their friend is gone for good.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernstein Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Redding Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Saturday, August 4th, call 378-2280 for tickets.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all of our customers about the ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers. We have more new propane bottles from little 2.5 gallon for camping to forklift tanks to lots of 5 gallon barbecue bottles. We have bulk oil, and we can fill your containers with hydraulic, motor oil, bar oil, and lots of synthetic oils and greases. If you're thinking about heaters for next winter, give Johnny a call for a free quote on a Toyotomi or kerosene heater, and we also have propane and natural gas heaters. With everybody headed to the lake, stop by and fill up with that high-octane race fuel for jet skis, motorcycles, and boats. Northern Lights Energy, open Saturday till 3:30, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk.
They can't hear this. That's the wonder why I'm dancing. They're doing, you know, we're singing Oklahoma.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment, but I've got the cast of Oklahoma here. First of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air.
Got to get to 104 today.
104. Well, this is why you need Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you what, our friends down there believe in one thing, old-fashioned values. That's right, quality service doesn't cost more. They do it right, they stand by it, and they know that people appreciate it. We appreciate it. They've been to our house before and done great work. Come on, you know, is that air conditioner putting out all that cold air? Because we haven't hit it yet, my friends. You know, the real hot weather's coming. Have Alliance Heating and Air. Come down, take a look at your air conditioner. Make sure it's ready for the hot season. Give them a call at 221-2642. Go to homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Good people doing outstanding work. Okay, so I'm here with Trish Harris.
Good job, you got it.
And you know what? She has gotten so excited that she's going to give away two more tickets to Oklahoma.
Woo-hoo.
That's right, two more tickets to Oklahoma. It's August 9th, 10th, and 11th, 7 p.m. at 7 p.m. and August 11th at 2 p.m. at the Cascade Theater. I've got two tickets. Give a call right now, 605-4567, and you have just scored two tickets to Oklahoma. And I tell you what. I you know what, this looks like a great cast and a great performance. I think you're going to have a good time.
We've been having a good time so far.
Okay, what do we need to know here in the last couple of minutes? Usually I don't let these things go this long, but you guys just kind of made me happy.
Oh, thanks. Well, first of all, just if people want to get tickets besides the two that we're giving away, they can go to cascadetheater.org and they can order them. We only have one weekend that we're putting on this show, like you said, August 9th, 10th, and 11th. And we have a 1,000-seat house at the Cascade Theater to fill, and we would love to see that place absolutely packed with local support, getting people down there to come support a local theater company. We are the Westside Performing Arts Company. We are Reading born and bred, and we're happy to be here supporting Reading's talent and getting them up on stage and putting on a great show. So we hope people come and support us.
Well, I tell you what, Debbie just won two tickets to Oklahoma. Come on down to 1326 Market Street. Debbie, and your name and the tickets will be up front. And just come by anytime, probably. Though nobody's here after 9:30. No, I'm just kidding, Debbie. Just come on down, and we'll make sure you get the tickets here. And you can use them any day. These are vouchers good for two tickets for any day.
To any show.
To any show. Okay, let me see what else here. You know, when I never realized, and I've been in other smaller towns and larger towns, and I don't ever remember having such a vibrant theater scene that we have right here in Reading.
Well, there's definitely been a lot of work that's gone in particularly since the Cascade Theater had been revamped and reopened to build theater in Reading. A lot of people are working really hard to make this a place that people want to visit rather than having to go to San Francisco or to Ashland to see a quality show. We've really been working on creating things locally so people will have that right here in Reading. There's opportunities for amazing performers like these that are here with me in the studio to get up on stage and dazzle our local audiences with their talent and, you know, give them opportunities to perform and give people in the community a chance to see a really great show locally without having to travel out of the area. So we're happy to do
great.
It.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming by. Thanks for letting us give some tickets away here.
Thanks for having us, Carl.
Oh, you know, we always very supportive of everything you all do. August 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Cascade Theater, going down there and get tickets like that. Hey, I'd like to give a shout out to Ruth Angel, her son. who has been fighting cancer. He's in remission. And Ruth, you know what? Couldn't happen to nicer people than you. Our thoughts and prayers are out with you on this. So, and I'm really glad that that's happened. As everybody that knows you, Ruth, and even people that don't know you should be happy about this. Hey, we come back. We've got Jim Reed, the Democratic candidate for Congress, is going to come on, and we're going to talk about what's important to this state's future.
KCNR, Shasta Redding. Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Ohio is a swing state. It could be key to reelecting President Obama, so he's about to land there to rally and again push his tax cut plan. The president will also claim that Mitt Romney would have to raise taxes on the middle class to pay for the Republicans' plan. As the GOP and the House get ready to approve their rival bill, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
It's a stalemate unlikely to be resolved before Election Day. The Republican-led House expected to pass a bill that extends current tax cuts put in place during the Bush administration for all taxpayers. That has already failed in the Senate. That chamber instead passed a bill based on the president's proposal extending tax cuts only for households earning up to $250,000 a year. That will fail in the House this week. Without a solution, tax rates across the board will go up in January, Dave.
Jared, there's a House hearing this morning on the so-called sequestration, the automatic budget cut set to go into effect in January after the Super Debt Committee failed to come up with a compromise.
The Congress and the White House jointly have created the dumbest idea in the history of a Congress known for dumb ideas.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wants Congress to avoid this sequestration, especially the big defense budget cuts, but the GOP and Democrats haven't worked out a compromise so far. A vow from Defense Secretary Panetta while visiting Israel.
We will not allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Period.
Again, threatening military action if Iran does not accept limits on its nuclear program. But Israel's prime minister says U.S. threats are not working, and time to resolve the nuclear issue with Iran peacefully is running out. More car buyers drove past Ford and GM lots last month. Sales for both automakers fell, 4% at Ford, more than 6% at GM. But Chrysler had its best July in 5 years, a 13% jump in sales. Nissan and Volkswagen also had increases. On Wall Street, the Dow up 44. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
A Tea Party in Texas.
Millions of Texans, millions of Americans are rising up.
And they're a step closer to sending Ted Cruz to the U.S. Senate. He beat the lieutenant governor, who'd widely outspent him, in Texas's Republican primary runoff. Cruz will face Democrat Paul Sadler in November. Two different types of scares in the air. A United flight from New Jersey to Switzerland was diverted to Boston when a camera was found in the pocket of an empty seat. Passengers were taken off the plane, but it turned out to be nothing. In Denver, a plane struck a bird before landing, but nobody was hurt. There was also something sharp on an Air Canada flight.
The needle in a sandwich was served on board a flight from Victoria, British Columbia to Toronto. A spokesman for Air Canada saying late Tuesday that the airline is working closely with our caterers to ensure heightened security measures have been put in place. A police investigation is underway, and Air Canada has not had any other reports of similar incidents. But Dutch police are still investigating how needles got into 6 sandwiches on Delta Airline flights from Amsterdam to Minneapolis, Seattle, and Atlanta last month. Passengers found 4 of the needles. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
He wasn't just a writer. He was a celebrity. Gore Vidal is dead of pneumonia.
I really want to be a politician, but unfortunately I was born a writer.
Gore Vidal was the iconoclastic author of 25 novels, witty, urbane, and acidic, patrician by birth.
At Harvard, we don't end our sentences with prepositions.
The grandson of a U.S. senator, an insider who acted the outsider, Vidal was an enemy of what he called the national security state.
We are just totally off course. And we don't resemble anything that the founders had in mind.
Vidal's legacy belongs to the reading public, from the history of Lincoln to the satire of Barbara Breckinridge. Gore Vidal was 86. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
A 19-year-old woman is dead in Pittsburgh after a freak accident. She was driving on a highway when a tire fell off an SUV going the opposite direction, crossed the median, landed on her car's roof. Her passenger managed to steer to safety. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, with Carl and the Bot. Linda is on assignment. She'll be back tomorrow morning in... I've already been asked where Linda is. Okay, I'm always asked where Linda is. Linda's out. When I left, was heading out. I think she even beat me out the door today. Getting ready to get a lot of things done for her. She says something about getting things fixed before the birthday, whatever that is. August the 1st, 2012. We've let another month go by. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com for all of our people under. John Dixon's up in Washington State listening and writing just as fast as he can. We've got Jim Reed with us today, and Jim is the Democratic candidate for Congress running against Doug Amalfa.
Carl, thanks for having me on the show.
This is not the only time you're going to be on, Jim. You know what? This is an important, important, important election. The more we get to know the candidates and what they believe, the more important it is.
And not only that, but I mean, I don't think anybody's satisfied with the mess we have in Washington, D.C. right now. Somebody's got to get back there and help fix it.
Well, you think? Anyway, I know that people said, you know, you, talking about me, they said, you know, you were a lot easier on President Obama when he was elected. And I went, I wanted him to succeed because of one reason. He's my president. I want him to succeed because if he succeeds in keeping our country strong and the economy and all these things, then our whole country succeeds. And frankly, I think things aren't going the way that were painted back then. But then again, I want to talk to you about this. You're a Democrat from a conservative part of California, and I want to get your ideas on these things, of course. But we're going to go to right now to Chris Lasondak from the Wells Fargo Advisors to try and tell us what's going on back on Wall Street. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into a new trading month, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 29 points at 13,040. The S&P 500 is adding 2 points at 1382, while the NASDAQ Composite's unchanged at 2939. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 440 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Cisco Systems down a dime at 15.85, Intel's up a penny at 25.71, Microsoft's up 3 cents at 29.48, and Apple's down $1.37 at 6.09.12. Of local interest, Safeway down 3 cents at 15.52, North Valley Bank up 55 cents at 13.55, and Tri-Counties Bank down 6 cents at $15.15 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.5%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.21. Oil's up 70 cents a barrel at $88.76. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $11.68 an ounce at $16.01.61, while silver's down 56 cents an ounce at $27.35. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. You know, our Wells Fargo advisors are on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. We can't ask for more than that. They've got great advice about what's happening on Wall Street. Go on down to Park Marina Drive to their place and talk to Chris, Susan, Josh, or Kathy, and ask them for their advice, because this is something that they track every day, every minute, and are doing, and it will give you the best advice on how to invest and what to invest in. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Jim Reed Democratic candidate for Congress, is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages.
He's telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, August 25th. That means all of you.
Why?
Because it's our second annual Old West Day out here in French Gulch, and it's going to be a hot time, and it's Old Mining Town all the day long. That's why. We're starting with a pancake breakfast just after sunrise, and then the best little rootin' tootin' down home parade you ever did see, and then the stagecoach robbery at high noon.
A stagecoach? Can I ride in it?
You can ride up and down Main Street and see all that Old West stuff, like the French Gulch, Nevada gold mining demonstration. You may even pan some gold for your own self.
Will there be good vittles? Singing and dancing?
There'll be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at.
There'll be a barbecue of chicken and ribs being cooked up by the French Gulch Hotel from 4 to 6 p.m. with the Doug Godwin Band playing. Y'all come out now, you hear? That's Saturday, August 25th. If you need further information, I reckon you could use that telephone thingy. Just turn the crank or dial 359-2078. See y'all there.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Nabon. 8:12 in the morning, August the 1st. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, tell us what the weather is.
Downright toasty. 103 for a high today. Tonight's low, right about the 70-degree mark. Continued hot tomorrow, maybe even a degree warmer with a high expected of 104. Right now, inching up 79 degrees in Reading, and the report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, Anselmo Vineyards is a short ride out of Palisadro, and it's nice and cooler up there, not as cold maybe as you want, but it is a lot cooler. Great food, great ambiance, great service, and they have music on the weekends, 474-5546. We've had just great artists up there, you know, that and most everybody that performs up there has done really just a magnificent job. And some of Vineyards, 474-5546. Okay, Jim Reed. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Tell us who you are.
Well, I'm a small businessman and attorney with an office in Fall River Mills. I live in a small ranch up there. I like to emphasize that I'm a small businessman. I've got 10 employees. I know the problems of small business people, and I think I can represent small business people in Washington, D.C. I think that's important because they've been overlooked.
Okay, I've got to say it.
Okay.
President Obama says is that you didn't do this by yourself. I mean, you owe the government this for starting your small business and being a success. Didn't he say that?
Well, I think that was basically taken out of context. His point was that, you know, there's a structure. We've been given a great education to get where we are. We've got government support for what we've done.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
That was Bad Bob doing this without my permission.
That's fine.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, I know you're a businessman and all that, mm-hmm. and so we're gonna go on back to that because I want to come back to that one because what you're expressing is what middle America is.
That's right.
Is working hard and doing your own business. Okay, so go on. So you built your own business, live on a ranch up there.
Yeah, and my practice is primarily tax, although in Fall River it's such a small town, you have to do everything. But my emphasis is tax, and one of the things I think I bring to the table if I do go to Washington, D.C. next year, I know what needs to be done to reform our tax system because it is screwed up.
Okay. Our tax. Okay, so what would you change in taxes?
Well, first
of all, would you go after the rich people? This, to me, seems like a class warfare. It's not?
No. As it turns out, the wealthy get special tax breaks that other people don't.
Is a wealthy person the $250,000 a year?
I would say that's a good starting point.
Really?
Now, here's the thing. We have a progressive tax system. The maximum rate, and the wealthy should be paying it, is 35%. In general, they don't. That's why Warren Buffett says, you know, I'm paying taxes at a lower rate than my secretary. Here's the deal. The wealthy tend to make their money through investment income, dividends, capital gains. Hardworking men and women, they get paid, but for instance, a single person who earns more than $34,500 in a single year is paying 25% on any income above that level. That's a 10% difference between somebody who's making $10 million on dividends and capital gains compared to somebody who's making $35,000 through hard work. And so the way I see it is we don't need to raise the tax rates on the wealthy. We just need to have them taxed at similar rates to working men and women.
But that's not what the Obama administration is doing.
I know. I don't particularly buy into the changes the Obama administration wants to make.
Well, but the Obama administration is making this into haves and have-nots, right? I mean, if you make over $250,000, now you're two policemen right here in Reading. You could be making close to that. $250,000, with overtime and all that.
Well, right?
And is it $250,000 gross or net?
Well, first of all, it's $200,000 for a single person, $250,000 for a married couple, but I think it's gross.
Well, and so it's gross then.
Yeah. And part of the reason I say that is one of the things I really want to do is simplify our tax system.
Well, I agree with that.
Get rid of most of the deductions, get rid of most of the
credit.
How about
a flat tax?
Well, now I think the progressive tax is the right tax. People who are just barely able to pay their bill should be paying a tax at a lower rate. People that are just putting their money into savings can afford to pay at a higher rate. Although, as I say, 35% I think is the rate that maximum should be.
But there's something like, isn't it only like 50% of the people in this country pay income taxes?
Well, I hear that all the time, and I the way I answer that is let's look at the overall picture of tax. There's the payroll tax, and there's the individual income tax. Both of those supply roughly 41% of the revenue to our government at any given time. Now, it's true that the wealthy tend to pay a lot more of the individual income tax, but it's the middle class that pays the payroll tax because there's a cap on the payroll tax at $110,000. That means somebody earning $10 million pays the same payroll tax as somebody earning just $110,000.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. There has to be tax reformation. But you as a Democrat in there, mm-hmm. if President Obama says, we're going to vote on this, we're going to tax everybody who grosses $250,000 a year, we're going to raise your taxes. And, how would you vote? I mean, you're a Democrat. You're sitting in the Democratic Party. You got Pelosi and the Democrats there. How would you vote?
I'm a Democrat, but that doesn't mean I have to do what the Democratic Party tells me. I will do what's best for the people. As a tax attorney, I think I know better than what the Obama administration or the Democratic Party happens to be pushing at this moment.
I'll take a break on that one. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest Jim Reed, who is saying that, is that, hey, I may be a Democrat, I know more, I know better than what the Obama administration is slowly trying to push on us. Right?
That's right.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Founders Bob, Papa Bear Manley, and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Clobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about 8:23 in the morning on August the 1st. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your neighbors down there, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Their neighbors are going to give you great deals, great prices. They've got every type of car, truck, or SUV you need, whether it's brand new or previously owned. And then they take great care of them. They take great pride in that service department. I tell you what, they've taken care of that F-150 I've got, and it is running well. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding. That's Redding Crown Motors. Do your business local. Buy local. Our guest, Jim Reed, Democrat candidate for Congress from the Democratic Party. Even though up here Democrats are different, Democrats up here only own five weapons. As opposed, you know, somebody said, "What's your definition of a liberal up in Shasta County?" Well, they only own two weapons. And you know, and this one guy, when I said that, he goes, "Oh my God!" You know, next time I saw him, I bought four more. Okay, hey, let's go to the phone. Cheryl, good morning. You have a question for Jim Reed?
Yeah, I have two subjects. One, the Obama health care bill. I want to know if he's for it, if he's read it, if he really knows what's in it, and why he's for it. And does he believe that the Federal Reserve should be audited?
Well, let me take the health care issue first, because it is, I think it's the critical issue. And I think, I hope, even those that want to get rid of it, realize it has some really good things in it. I mean, somebody who has a pre-existing condition should be able to get insurance. And there's other provisions that are extremely good. Let me tell this story. I ran into a father in Chico recently whose daughter, he had really good health insurance program, and his daughter came down with some sort of terrible cancer, very expensive radiation treatment, chemotherapy, the whole works. Unfortunately, that policy had a lifetime limit of $1 million, and they hit that $1 million limit, and she wasn't able to be treated beyond that first $1 million. The what's called Obamacare has eliminated that lifetime exemption, and that's something that just absolutely needed to be done. So, having said that, we have good things with the Affordable Health Care Act. There's some things that we don't like. We just need to fix it. I don't like the fact that small businesses take the brunt of paying for medical care. We hear about the personal mandate, and people are all upset about that. But truly, the big burden falls on employers paying their health insurance. And that's a real burden to small...
It's so huge.
It is huge.
Nancy Pelosi said, find out what's in it. Pass it first.
Well, we knew what some of the important things were. We need to fix some of the things that we don't like, but I'm against just throwing it out and starting all over. Let's improve it. Now,
how do you do that when something's that huge?
Well, that's the way you do improvement on all bills. The point is, it took over 30 years to get to this stage. To throw it out and start over means we'll probably be another 30 years before we get any sort of reform. We need to fix
the rear end from what you didn't know was in there.
Well, I think we're slowly learning what's in there, and if there's things we don't like, we just need to get rid of those. And if there's things, and one of the things that we need to do, and the bill didn't do, is keep medical costs from going up. We need to add some things that's going to slow that rise. It seems like as an employer with 10 employees, it's really expensive to pay that health insurance, and I see that bill go up every single year.
You don't have to. According to the government now, if you're under 50 employees, you don't have to do that, and people now are going to be forced to buy health insurance, Jim.
Well, I voluntarily do it. Before the health care bill, I had...
Don't you believe that there's going to be employers out there, because the cost of health care is going up, that they're going to cut out health care because now you are forced to buy health care?
I know that's a theory, because then you can just pay a penalty which may be less than the cost of health insurance. But I don't think most employers who are looking after the best interests of their employees are going to do that.
It's a matter of survival sometimes.
People are paying thousands of dollars a month for employees, and it makes the difference between staying open or not. You're being forced to buy health insurance. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, no doubt about it, and that's the price we pay for getting people insured that weren't insured before. The old system of anybody can take a chance, take a gamble, and not buy insurance and know they can go to the emergency room and get treatment, that's not a system that works very well. So I want everybody to be insured.
So you believe then that people should be forced then to buy insurance just because they breathe?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
And the Supreme Court now agrees with me.
Okay, well, I don't think that's a winning issue myself. But what about the Federal Reserve? Do you go along with auditing it?
Well, I'm not really familiar with that issue that much. I mean, what do they need to be audited for?
Well, for instance, at the moment, they're just really completely unaccountable. They don't even have to report to Congress apparently
what
their exact budget is.
Okay, well, that's true. The Federal Reserve is rather independent of both the administration and Congress. But to some extent, that's important. That's what makes them be able to do their job, which is try to get the economy going when it's slow and try to slow it down when there's inflation. So,
well, you're assuming their motives are perfect and that they're positively brilliant and will never make any mistakes.
Well, I think they would admit that.
Kind of like the staff here on KCNR, 1460. Okay, hey, look, we've got to let you go, Cheryl. Okay.
All right, thanks.
You bet. Thanks for your phone call. If you've got questions for Jim Reed, it's 530-605-4567. here and ask him questions. More phones ringing, but we're going to probably won't get a chance to get in there. We've got like a minute left, so I'll ask something. The you know, when we start talking about the healthcare, which is a huge thing, you've got something called this IPAB. It comes out of Health and Human Services. This is that board that says who gets, you know, essentially is the rate that people are going to be paid. But also, and it was, you know, and we've had another doctor on the show that said it's based on the fact that things that Dr. Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's brother, had said. And part of that is the giving the preponderance of care to the people in this. If you look at this bell curve, they call it the Reaper, that on either side of the bell curve, the youngest and the oldest gets less care proportionally because they are less they have less value to society, I guess you could say, almost. And the fact that they put in less to the overall. Do you think that there should be a restriction on who gets health care?
No, in fact, that's what Medicare is all about. I mean, seniors obviously have more medical problems than anybody else. And that's why we need Medicare.
Well, more and more doctors are not taking Medicare.
Yeah.
Do you think that doctors should be forced to take Medicare?
No, but I think we need to look at making sure they have the incentive that they will take Medicare patients. Now, do I have time to?
No.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be right back. Don't worry, we'll be coming back to this.
Okay.
We're not going to let. No, this is not going to end right now, John. All right, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta sounded adamant today in Israel.
We will not allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Period.
Meeting with Israeli leaders, Panetta said the U.S. will not rule out using the military to get Iran to reverse its nuclear buildup.
We will exert all options in the effort to ensure that does not happen.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says America's statements of solidarity with his country aren't being taken seriously by Iran, which has maintained its buildup is for peaceful purposes. Mitt Romney is back from his overseas trip, landing this morning in Boston, and still not saying who his running mate may be. He says anyone who signs up for his campaign's phone app will find out first. President Obama is about to speak at a campaign appearance in Ohio. Fox News. We report. You decide.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including two Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. I'm going there today. Get my haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I go down for the veterans discount, and Bad Bob goes down for the seniors discount. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop, off Athens Avenue. Our guest is a Democratic candidate for Congress. You know what? I almost said Ron Paul. You know, I almost said that. You know, but then I've got Jim Dwyer here. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Of course, Jim Reed. Okay, let's start with the questions. I think, do we start with one here, line one?
Yeah, let's take Ruth first.
Okay, Ruth, you're up.
Hi, good morning, Carl.
Good morning,
Bob. Good morning, Jim.
Congratulations, Ruth, by the way, on your son. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for the sentiment. We were really glad to hear that yesterday, and we're all excited, and prayers and thoughts worked for all the good people there at KCNR. My question, actually, for Jim is, I am just stunned by the California legislature, and I'm stunned by, I think a lot of people are, that we are building this super train, $68 billion from Bakersfield to Fresno. We are also putting forth the peripheral canal on top of these the state sucking funds from the county and putting the job of realignment on the counties as opposed to the state taking care of it, and Brown continues to suck the life out of these counties and cities while we invest in super trains that go nowhere and a peripheral canal when we have a canal already in place. And we also have a levee system that's failing in California, and that is not even addressed. And I wanted to get your opinion, because it seems to me that the Democrats actually control Congress, and why in the world would I want to vote for a Democrat if they're not going to be like-minded and want to change that?
Well,
I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks, Ruth.
So on the peripheral canal, that is just the worst idea imaginable, and the last thing we want to see is our Northern California water end up in swimming pools and watering golf courses in Southern California. I am just absolutely against the peripheral canal. But at the same time, we have an economy where we need to get it going. We need infrastructure. We need our levees to be repaired. And you know something? As unpopular as it is, I'm for that bullet train. And I don't see it as a train from Fresno to Bakersfield. I see it as first a train from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and as you probably read in the paper recently, an extension from L.A. to Las Vegas. Boy, that's a train I would love to get on if I could get on in the Bay Area and in Las Vegas.
But that was pretty much a bribe to the L.A. guys to get the thing passed. I mean, we all know that, right?
Well, I don't really see it that way. I think the bullet train. I've ridden bullet trains in Europe. I think they're a great system. I think the United States is way behind the rest of the world in that regard.
But we're $8 billion in the hole, Jim.
I understand.
And, you know, in fact, our budget is based on a tax increase that hasn't been passed, and we're spending billions of dollars on a train that it's going to. You know, the first payment's coming out of the taxpayers. And we can't even open up the veterans home here in Reading that's been built for 6 months.
But at the same time, you're missing the point that the federal government's chipping in a whole lot of money for this train as well.
No, well, guess what? Federal money is my money.
Yeah.
And your money.
Yeah.
It's more tax money that we're spending out there when we can't even open up a veterans home here.
Well, okay, you're talking about the state money, but let's talk about the federal money for just a second. The federal government collects more money from California than it spends in California. That's wrong. We don't get our fair share of the money. The bullet train is going to be the way we start getting our fair share. Not only do we get our allocation, but there were a couple other states that turned down the federal money for their projects, and California got that as well.
But federal money is tax money.
No doubt about it.
That's our money.
Sure.
Why should we spend our money on a bullet train that we don't need right now when we can open up again that we spent our federal tax dollars on a veterans home and the state will not open it up?
Well,
I mean, do you see anything wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, I want that veterans home open just as fast as possible.
Well, if you had to make a choice, veterans home or bullet train, what would it be?
Well, it's obviously the veterans home, but I don't think we have to make that choice.
Well, yeah, obviously we do, because that's what Governor Brown and Democrats have done in this state. They made that choice, that they'd rather fund the bullet train and the DREAM Act than they would the veterans home. Even after looking at this, Jim, I mean, you're not running for that office. You're running for Congress. But
understood.
I mean, okay, let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Do you have a question for Mr. Reed?
Yes, I do. I've got a couple questions. If you were in office right now, would you vote for the Fast and Furious that Eric Holder and President Obama turn over their records to the Congress and Senate right now? And also,
let me just say yes.
Okay, well, that's good. You vote for like an American instead of a Democrat. But anyhow, and another question, would you vote, if it came to a vote, would you vote that he has to show his true birth certificate and his school records before he can run for president? And I'll take my answer on the air.
Thank you, Ron.
The answer is he's already shown his birth certificate.
And let me make a comment here on this. I don't know about school records. I don't know if you've shown those. That Democrats are Americans. And that we may not agree, Democrats and Republicans, if we just do away with, we're all Americans. We may not agree with certain things that are being done. But it's times like this that we can come on, and Jim and I can go back and forth on this, and we shake hands at the end of this show. And I wish him the very best, and he knows that. And that's the only way we're going to fix what's going on here, is there's not everybody's going to agree with each other. You know, everybody's, oh, we have to, oh, you know, kumbaya, wrong. Wrong. That's not going to happen. But what we can agree on is to talk with each other, agree, disagree, but still move forward on things. Okay, he's our, you know what, I don't agree with Jim on the health care, on the insurance. But we both agree that the health care system needs to be fixed. So how do we do that? So if we, you know, that's the thing we're looking at here. We can't get so polarized as we're getting that we can't even we can't even have a beer afterwards without, you know, the rest of the party, you know, and either party screwing us over. Got to take a break. We come back. We got people lined up for it. And, you know, I think everybody wants what's best for America. Now we just have to figure out how are we going to get down that path. Carl on the bot, Free Fire Radio.
Think about direction, wonder why you have it now. Stand in the place where
you are running your own business. Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wanoo Insights is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Imagine targeting those problem body areas, one by one by one. A focused attack on fat and cellulite, with no pain, surgery, or downtime. The weapon in this war on fat, cold laser light. Pure and simple. Your ally in this war, Reading Body Genesis. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis 356-2590. Man made better.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 80 degrees, 845, August the 1st, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com in our chat room. I'm getting a lot of stuff in here. I will get to the chat room as soon as I can after I continue on. But this portion of the show is brought to you by an icon of America, Reading Harley-Davidson. Established in 1977, and it's our second generation now with Ernie and Jessica there. They carry every type of Harley-Davidson you can possibly imagine, trikes, mini choppers, all these things. Plus all the clothing, collectibles, and equipment and parts you want to bolt onto that bike. Bring your bike in. You can trade it into them. They'll sell it for you. They'll sell you a brand new bike. 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Call them at 241-7117. Now tomorrow at noontime, the Nation of Patriots has launched its third annual nationwide Patriot Tour. 14,000 miles, 48 states in 100 days. They're bringing the American flag, and it's going to arrive tomorrow. That's right, Thursday, at Reading Harley-Davidson at noontime. So why don't you go on down there? We're going to be down there and welcome the flag as it comes into Reading Harley-Davidson. Experience the ride, live the dream. Reading Harley-Davidson. You own a motorcycle there, Jim?
No, I don't. I have an airplane. That's my excitement.
Oh. But if you rode a motorcycle, it would be a Harley-Davidson, right?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Okay, good. okay. We have anybody on the line there? I know we dropped a couple off. Anybody on the line?
We had Ann on the line.
Okay. Give us a call back. Now, let's talk about illegal immigration here.
Okay.
Do you see it as a problem to the United States?
Well, here's the first point. Obviously, it's a problem, and there needs to be some reform. But here's the way I look at it. If a child comes into the United States without documentation, let's say that child's under 16 years of age. It wasn't the child's choice to come into the United States. It was the parents or whoever brought them in. You shouldn't be punishing the child for something an adult did. Okay? That's the first point. The second point is this. All right, so now this child is in the United States without documentation, and that child is being a good citizen, not committing any crimes, now is willing to go in the military for a couple years and serve the country. Or go to college, put in 4 years of hard work so that they can be a citizen contributing to our country. If they commit to that and then they do that and they don't, and they're law abiding in the process, I think we shouldn't be trying to send them home. I think they've earned the right to stay in the United States. That is the DREAM Act, by the way.
So do you believe that illegals should be getting money from our tax funds
to put themselves through school.
So now you're talking about the California Dream Act as opposed to the U.S. Dream
Act.
Okay, what I just described was the U.S. Dream Act.
I think that's wrong, too. But let's start with the one here in California and see how you feel about that. Do you think that our tax funds should be given to illegal aliens that are here going to college instead of Americans?
And by the way, you emphasize that as the very best argument, because if it's taking away money from people
Tell me I'm wrong. You know what? Maybe I've misunderstood it, Jim, but tell me I'm wrong then.
Well, you could be wrong to some extent, because you've got to realize that even though these people are illegal, they also are contributing to our tax base.
I don't see that.
Oh, yeah.
How could a kid that's going to school is contributing to our tax base?
No, I mean parents and
we don't know that either, though. But the fact is that should money be given to people here illegally before it's given to Americans that are here legally?
Not before. But the difference in what we've got to distinguish here is we shouldn't deny them the ability to have an education like our legal citizens as well.
Nobody's denying them the education. I want to deny them state, tax funds to people that are here illegally.
Well, how do you go to college these days without it?
I don't know. Take out loans. How about that?
Yeah. Well,
loan from, but not state tax money giving them there, or work your way through college, or save, or have your parents pay for it. I'm not. You know, it's not my fault that you're here illegally. You're saying it's not the kids' fault. But why should they get money before American kids?
No, and again, I'm completely against them getting money before American kids.
So how do you tell the difference, though?
No, you put it on an equal basis, and that's what I believe the DREAM Act attempts to do, whether
it's
successful
or not. Okay, well, let's talk about the DREAM Act. What President Obama did was he told his law enforcement agencies, do not take people that say they've gone to high school here and arrest them, essentially is what he's saying. If they say they've gone to high school, and this just came out from the unions are saying that that the ICE people, the Border Patrol agents, they're in a terrible, terrible state, because they've been told if they stop somebody and this person tells them, oh, I went to high school here, they don't have to prove it. They don't have to prove what they've said. And then they can't arrest them.
Well, I don't quite buy that. I think
that's what the unions are saying, and this is the conditions that ICE is in at this point, a terrible morale.
Well,
because President Obama has told these people is that you will suspend all the laws on people that say they've been born, that they go to school here.
Well, the way I understand it is just the way I described the DREAM Act a few minutes ago. If the person came in as a child under 16, and they've committed no crimes, and it's perfectly all right for the agent to verify that they have no record, and they are making progress either by going into the military or going to college.
What if they've come in and they're not going to school, and they're not going to college? Can you throw them out then?
Yeah, and they are.
Okay, so if they just say they're going to college, you can't touch them.
Well, again, I disagree with your analysis. That's not what happens. The agent must question the person and make a decision.
He does question them, and as soon as they say, I'm going, okay.
I disagree with you.
I will hand this piece of paper to you during the break. We're going to take a break. We have people on the line. We'll get right back to them. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years.
for your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains. And if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you the solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free. Well,
I won't. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14-6. We've got a lot of people on the line. We're very busy. Jim Reed, Democrat for Congress. You know, it's always good to have Jim here, and we love having different, I mean, really different viewpoints. I just love this. Let's go to Ann. Ann, quick.
Hi. Hi. Mr. Reed, I'd like to know if you are elected, how you stand on cutting the funding for agencies such as the EPA, Army Corps of Engineers, USDA, and the Department of Education.
Okay, so we are definitely in a balanced budget world. In other words, we've got to move towards a balanced budget. That means cuts really across the board with every one of those agencies you mentioned. Defense, everything's got to be cut. Now, I believe in a balanced approach, basically the Simpson-Bowles approach, meaning we need to do tax simplification. We have to do a combination of increasing our revenue and severe cuts, and we've got to get to the balanced budget. By the way, I've committed, if I'm elected, I will not take a single pay raise in Congress until that budget is balanced.
How about not take any pay at all?
Well, I got to live.
Okay, Ian, thanks. We got to go to the next one. Nicole, good morning. Do you have a question? Nicole, do you have a question for Mr. Reed?
I would just like to make a statement. This is the United States on the American continent. And I used to say American until I realized that this is only one country on the American continent. And I think people should say U.S. of A. Thank you.
Okay, Nicole. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. U.S. of A. USA, USA. Okay, cuts in the military. It's an easy target.
Yeah.
And they've already cut out, like, what was it, $50 billion? And they're getting ready to cut another January 1st, cut out another $50 billion of something fixed. Do you realize what, I mean, do people really realize what happens when you cut another $50 billion out of the military at that point? What stops?
Well, you've got to realize that we've basically started cutting everything else, and our military budget has gone up every single year, and it's basically been the one that's immune to serious cuts until now. And as you know, the budget deal that was made last year requires half the cuts that are going to be necessary to balance the budget to come from defense. With the war in Iraq pretty much coming to an end, and the Afghan conflicts slowing way down, there's going to be some fairly easy cuts in that regard. Meanwhile, we have all these bases all around the world. What do we need all those bases for? We need to start shutting some of those bases down. This is going to be a tremendous
Which one?
Savings.
The one in Germany is a starting point.
Which one
in Japan?
Wait a minute, which one? We've got several. Which one?
Nearly all of them.
So, okay, so you shut down all the bases in Europe.
Not all the bases, but most of the bases in Europe.
Okay, what others?
Japan. Generally, we need to just curtail our military spending across the board.
So do you believe then at that point when you cut out the $50 billion, the next billions that are going out then, is that you realize there's, we've got the smallest Navy since World War I. There isn't one manned flight program going on now, experimental program, that we've cut 50,000 out of the Army, 25,000 out of the Marine Corps, and that the Chinese are building a carrier fleet? Do you see any type of, maybe there's a dichotomy here?
Well, first of all, even though it may be the smallest Navy we've had since World War II, it's still the biggest Navy
it's
in the world.
World War One.
Okay, all right. Okay. But anyway, it's still the biggest Navy in the
Chinese
world.
Chinese are building carriers. Why do you think they're doing that? To guard the Yangtze River? No. It's a power projection force. And if we're going to pull back, we've got to take a look at what we're going to be fighting in the future. I mean, it's so easy to build an army based on the last war. And this is all the mistakes we made. I just think is that when you get in there, is to take a look at, yes, it's easy to cut $50 billion, but what are the end results on it?
Well, I just think that the military budget is going to be the easiest way to get to that balanced budget.
Well, I think that there's things like cutting out funds for illegals that are here, and that there's some of the entitlement programs and some of the ones that just have bloated themselves up. I think you're right. We have to go across the board, but let's look at our ramifications at the end of it.
Well, I agree, but everybody has to share the pain.
Oh, I agree on that, because there is a lot of places to cut. Mm-hmm. All right, Jim Reed, thank you so much for being here. I'm so sincere about that. We want to have you back on several times before the election.
Great, Carl.
Ready for a debate? Ready for a debate with Mr. LaMoffa?
If you can get Doug LaMoffa in here with me, we'll have a great time.
All right. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Battleground, Ohio.
The choice that we face in November could not be bigger. I mean, this is a stark choice.
President Obama just moments ago calling the campaign intense, back on the road with his plan to extend only some of the Bush tax cuts and claiming that Mitt Romney's plans would mean tax hikes for the middle class. The president's tax plan and the Republican alternative both up for House votes this week. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Just as the Senate did last week, the House is expected to pass one tax cut plan and kill another. Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer hoping the U.S. Olympic team inspires compromise.
They're all wearing red, white, and blue. And they've set their differences aside to achieve victory together.
Hoyer calling on the House to pass the Senate-approved bill extending tax cuts only for families earning up to $250,000 a year. Instead, the House expected to pass the Republican bill extending Bush-era tax cuts for all taxpayers. President Obama.